Well, we're going to head into our third edition of Center Stage Minnesota in this format, our new format. We're going to be bringing you Center Stage Minnesota, Minnesota Music, our show that focuses on the talents of Minnesota musicians. And Center Stage Minnesota is an original series produced by Northern Community Radio, broadcast on the stations of Ampers. You can find us online at kaxe.org. Program support comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. The mode of operation: Thursdays will be the day that we present the more in-depth, value-added produced content. The rest of the week, we'll be trying to bring you the best of Minnesota music from a variety of angles. Enough talking. Mark Gartman's Fever Dream is a new project from the guy that has been in, most notably, Too Many Banjos, also in Coyote with Jerry Small. And this one is a totally different direction, which is quite deliberate on his part. This one kind of makes you go back to the 80s, some of that electronic music, and he's finding ways to take that mode and make you think that maybe there was something there, even though you abandoned it long ago. From Fever Dream 83, this is It's a Dream. Thank you.
13,000 railroad men, every single man did the work of 10. Was the sort of man that put the tar on the road, was the sort of man that brought the heaviest load. I remember what he said in that time, no one here is but a friend of mine. You're never gonna get ahead in life, if you gotta stab a man, then you better use a knife. If you gotta stab a man, then you better do it right. Chinese railroad man, working in the hills and they're hammering in, did the better work than a U.S. has been. 13,000 railroad men, I remember what he said in that time, no one here's but a friend of mine. You're never gonna get ahead in life, if you gotta stab a man, then you better use a knife. If you gotta stab a man, then you better do it right. Muskego. I remember what you said that time. No one here's a friend of mine. You never go.
That's too many banjos. Some of you may have seen them perform at the Great Northern Radio Show that took place a little more than a year ago in Bemidji at the Chief Theater. That one was 13,000 Railroad Men and Coyote before that with Champagne Eyes. That's from their 2011 release, When It All Comes Down. And we started the show today with Mark Gartman's Fever Dream from his 83 release, put out this year on Chaperone Records out of Duluth. He's a Duluth-based musician. We heard It's a Dream. And all three of those projects are Mark Gartman either, well, the two of them are completely centered around him and his music. And Coyote is a collaboration between he and Jerry Small, who is now quite busy with the band Southwire. When we talked to Tim Saxog, when the Trampled by Turtles came through and played the Rife Center and some other venues around Minnesota earlier, I asked him about other musicians that were making an impact on him in Minnesota, from Minnesota. And the first person he mentioned was Mark Gartman. And you can see the ability to go in different directions. So that's something. You see his name on something, you might want to give it a look. We're going to head into some more music. Yesterday I played a track from Billy Dankert's 1993 release, Bowlin' Shoes Blues. It's out on Crackpot Records, a small label. That was a release that came out rather quickly after the Gear Daddies officially broke up. It's a great record, and like I said yesterday, Martin Zeller, the other day, that Martin Zeller, when I talked to him, said that Time Heals was his favorite song written by the Gear Daddies. And sometimes people will give the nod to their colleague or whatever just because it's the right thing to do in a certain situation. I don't think Martin was posturing. He meant that. Here's one reason why. I played a song on it yesterday, and it was the wrong song, although it's kind of the difference between an excellent track and a really good track. Here's the excellent track. This one's called Open Wide from Billy Dankert's Bowlin' Shoes Blues release from 1993 on Center Stage, Minnesota.
Some mornings, Mom would take the laundry and hang it out on the line. In the summer wind, I could hear it snapping while me and my friends pass the time. Hunkered down low and hiding in the soybean fields in back of my house. Days they passed like years back then. There was time or it was something else. Firefighter, race car driver, farmer. Tell your dad what you wanna be when you grow up. Cleaning up the house and humming before the next teardrop falls. After school, my dad would take me driving. Got my permit after driver's ed. Check your blind side, let's pass this guy. Let's blow the carburetor out on this stretch. We would drive open wide down the eyes as they watch through. blood drain on the floor. Send it down the line so we can claim its guts and turn around, cause there's another 100 more. Sometimes I wash the pads and need hooks. When they come to hose, the smell and mess away. Reminds me of the sheets that my mama would hang and the passing of my childhood days. But we would drive open wide down the empty roads to Iowa, loop around and head for home. We would drive and I'd watch his eyes as they watch the
get lost. you still don't forget lost. You can get all you want, you can get all you need, but you don't forget lost. You don't forget lost. You don't forget lost. I can testify. If you wanna forget lost, you just go and die. You don't forget lost. You don't forget lost. You do anything you want. You don't forget lost. You don't forget lost.
You don't forget lost.
You don't forget lost.
You don't forget lost.
You don't forget lost.
Four on the floor. Before that, Kevin Bowe. Kevin Bowe and the Okama Prophets, who, and that's his Waiting for the Wheel from his Natchez Trace release from last year. Billy Dankert started that set, former drummer of the Gear Daddies. He stands out front with the guitar and sings with his own band. Open Wide was the track. Bowling Shoes Blues was the release here on Center Stage, Minnesota. One of my favorite songwriters from, that's three, from Minnesota, is one that kind of just so, he's kind of made a career writing about music and probably writing fiction and nonfiction, I believe, as well. It's Dylan Hicks. He was a joy to see live, even though he played very few concerts. He still puts out music once in a while, I think, just for the fun of it, and that's to the benefit of all of us. And here's one that opens up his Alive with Pleasure record. This is I'm Fun to Be Around.
Thank you. see you. You silver rider. Sometimes you're
Great Destroyer was the name of the 2005 release on Sub Pop Records from the Duluth band Low, fronted by Mimi Parker and Alan Sparhawk, both hailing from Clearbrook, Minnesota originally. That song, Silver Rider, was covered by none other than Robert Plant in the last 4 or 5 years. So they were very humbled by that, the fact that Robert Plant even knew them, let alone decided to take a song of theirs and put a cover of it on one of his records. Dylan Hicks before that from Alive with Pleasure. That goes back to 2001. I'm Fun to Be Around. That was the name of the track. From observing him, I would guess that's true. This is Center Stage Minnesota. It's our show at Northern Community Radio that focuses on the talents of Minnesota musicians. Center Stage Minnesota is an original series produced by Northern Community Radio and broadcast on the stations of Ampers. Find us online at kaxe.org. Program support comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. One of the acts that's on the new Chaperone Records label in Duluth these days is Jermaine Gemberling, and she's backed by Rich Madsen's band, Ole Yeller. That's who's handling the electric instruments in the background. The new release is called Generator, and this one is Windmills, Welcome Home.
Down, watching specs in the road. Nosferatu, the old German vampire with the blinds closed. When the credits hit, turn it off and hit the streets at 4 p.m. once again.
Battling around, humidity's down. Aftertaste and a wave alone to a guy nobody can recall my name, even though he once told me I was the most talented person that he'd ever met.
The band Spy Mob was a pop band out of the Twin Cities that was very, very smart and, well, they got signed to Elektra Records and got swept up in the industry for about 2 years. And talking to one of them later, said they didn't play a show in 2 years to anything but industry insider crowd. That's kind of what happened in those major label days where you just get signed and you could spend 2 years in limbo and they could just spit you out with no ceremony at all. And that's kind of what happened to them. They recorded a record for Elektra Records called On Pilot Mountain. Not only did they not release it, they would not give it back to them. So they could not, they could sell it at shows only and couldn't advertise that they could sell it at shows. They could not sell it online. They could not. And so basically they took a year and a half's worth of their art and not only would not get behind it and promote it like they said they would, but they also wouldn't allow them to have the rights to it back. Some of the stories that happened in those days. And then they did have a little success later because they got picked up. The band NERD released their first release in Europe, decided it didn't have a live enough sound. They wanted a live band, and Spy Mob was the band they recruited. They ended up being their live band on the road as well. Let's see, who did I play before that? Jermaine Gemberling from Generator. We heard Windmills, Welcome Home. She lives, I think she's originally from Ely, was in some punk bands and stuff in the Twin Cities, and is now back up north. And she and Rich Madsen have had several great projects together. This is putting her out front, and she's got just one of those voices that just reminds me of Well, not exactly like, not derivative of, but has the same sort of high quality impact on me as a Iris DeMent at times, or a Gillian Welch, or she kind of has her own certain style as well. It's just very striking. And now taking us out on Center Stage Minnesota, Christoph Bruin. And one from Sasha Mercedes.
More than hers. She cleans her brush and never signs her name. In all her pictures, you'll find three birds. I believe.